This message is sponsored by Discover. Did you know you could reduce the number of unwanted calls and emails with online privacy protection? The latest innovation from Discover. Discover will help regularly remove your personal info, like your name and address, from 10 popular people search websites that could sell your data. And they'll do it for free. Activate in the Discover app. See terms and learn more at discover.com/online privacy protection.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Come on.
Tom Brady, he's never, ever, ever,
ever, ever, ever, ever,
been a starting quarterback, two games under 500 on a season.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
How is that possible? I mean, 20 years.
It is remarkable.
Earlier on the show, three-time Pro Bowler Joe Hayden, actor and Bears fan Ashton Kutcher. Coming up from HBO's Avenue 5, actor Josh Gad. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Yes, hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. We've already had a ton of fun with first hour in studio guest Joe Hayden. Ashton Kutcher called in hour number two. He loves his Bears. TJ Jefferson loves his Dallas Cowboys, and the two of them are watching the game together because they've been BFFs for a long time. It was a fun conversation. He screamed Eberflus at the top of his lungs. We also had a great rousing edition of TJ Jefferson's fantasy advice from his pulpit, and
yes,
Chris Brockman gave us some great what's more likely, either or, gotta choose one sports talk right. Radio, put me in a box type of what's more likely conundrums.
It's in the box.
If you missed any of it, we're going to re-air as soon as this hour's over on channel 210 on the Roku channel. There's also the Roku channel's Rich Eisen Show Experience page. That's a video on demand service. There's also our YouTube page, youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show, for most of the videos from today's show. There's our Twitter account at Rich Eisen Show that's still up. We appreciate a follow there. We appreciate a follow everywhere. And there's our podcast, all 3 hours. You can listen to it on the Cumulus Podcast Network, where all podcasts are acquired. We say hello to our Sirius and XM audiences, our Odyssey audiences, and of course, we love our terrestrial radio affiliate network that we've built up, quite frankly, from scratch from the beginning of 2020 to right now. Josh Gad is in our green room. I love this guy. I'm such a huge fan of his work. I saw him on Broadway so many years ago in the Book of Mormon. Just dynamite. And so many great movies and so many great TV shows, including the one that he's on right now, Avenue 5, available on HBO Max as well as on HBO every single Monday night, 10 Eastern time, in the middle of season two. Hilarious show, fun stuff, and he'll be out here to talk about it. He loves his Miami Dolphins. The Heat lost in Golden State last night. Jimmy Butler had a great game, which is all I care about because he's on my fantasy team.
By the way,
back,
Chris,
Giannis just absolutely pounding into submission TJ Jefferson.
Timeout. Can I call a timeout about something?
The Basketball Diaries, TBD. Don't sure. Ask him for any help because he's getting beaten by the other Eisen in the league.
I just have a question for you. Who won the Super Bowl last year?
Who won the Super Bowl last year?
Yeah, who won the Super Bowl last
year? The Rams.
The Rams.
Okay, who won the NBA championship last year?
The Warriors.
Who won the World Series last year?
The Braves.
Okay, let me ask you a question. In any of those instances, did those championship teams turn around and have the number one draft pick in their draft the following year?
No.
Okay, so how does this guy, who is our champion, because I know because he's told us all year, how does he end up getting the first draft pick? Like, there's
that's called random.
You don't want to make the button. I mean, but come on, man. That ain't right.
Now, look,
that ain't right.
Since we brought this up.
That ain't right.
Uh-oh. In hindsight, we probably should have done, like,
a reverse order?
Yeah.
That's absurd.
Will you let me finish?
Yeah, sure.
Not a reverse order. I'm just saying we probably should have, like,
draw
names, and it was that could have been the random instead of having the computer do it.
Yeah, but because you got the guy who
apparently
was
random
the best.
Is random.
I'm just saying not random is random. Then no, it wasn't suggested, so we shouldn't do it.
I'm just saying.
Do it next year, and I'm happy as a two-time champ next year to let you guys do that.
Yeah, you got
two-time
the first champ. Pick.
Like, Rich, you chilled the envelope.
I thought you were going to go, like, who won the World Series last year, who won the Super Bowl last year, who won the NBA last year, who not only won the Fantasy League in the NBA, but predicted...
No,
I was going to win the NBA.
That would be giving you props for something, and that was the opposite of what I was trying to do.
The Heat last night, one of the things that I wanted to say. just point
Rich
out.
Rich chilled the envelope.
He did something, Mike.
He did the random envelope. Yeah.
The random envelope.
That's right.
He was greasing palms over at Yahoo, man.
I had the second to last pick. I mean, I would have rigged it for myself.
I'm saying you rigged it, but somehow what it's not right.
I'm saying I would have rigged it.
You know what? You know what? Draft better and have your team play better in the first week.
I drafted great. It's just I can't control soft tissue muscle. All right? I can't control ligaments.
I can't control ligaments, he says.
I mean, that's true. He can't.
I can't control ligaments. I pray for them.
But. Fantastic. So if you're on hold, stay on hold. We're going to have, we'll take your phone calls before the end of the show. Chris Brockman is going to give you some gambling advice.
Brock,
you went 4-0 on it last week, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Making up for last year's start, bro.
Week 8 began last night with the Buccaneers and the Ravens having at it. The Ravens threw like crazy in the first half, and then in the second half, ran like crazy. And the Bucs are being driven crazy by just a constant barrage of their own, you know, shot foot mistakes and their own inability to stop the run and run the football. And now they are 3-5. Tom Brady in the game on back-to-back snaps tied Ben Roethlisberger for the most sacked quarterback in the history of the NFL and then surpassed him for the most sacked quarterback in the NFL. My colleagues at the NFL Network, they're the outstanding research group, which you can follow at NFL Research on Twitter. They have the list of the individuals who have sacked Brady the most. You will never guess who has sacked Tom Brady the most. You will never guess, which is, by the way, a terrible thing to bring up on a live television radio broadcast.
Well, can I get a hint?
Yes.
I want to guess.
It is a Buffalo Bill.
A Buffalo Bill?
You'll never guess. How about that? The team that he's owned the most in his tenure with the Patriots. You'll never guess. You'll never guess.
Yeah, Mario Williams.
Mario Williams, you say, and diehard Buffalo Bill fan, coordinating producer of the Rich Eisen Show, Mike Hoskins, just chose Jerry Hughes. You're both wrong. Aaron Schobel.
Oh, I knew that.
Nice. Sacked him 12 times.
What?
Aaron Schobel has bagged Brady 12 times. Half sack more than Hall of Famer Jason Taylor.
Wow.
How about them apples? Wow. How's that for a nice little
nugget? I was going to say like Justin Tucker. No, no,
right.
Justin the Super Bowl.
Nope. There you have it.
Wow.
Aaron Schobel.
How about that?
But at any rate, that's how week 8 began. Let's go to Adam in North Dakota to talk a little bit about it right here on the Rich Eisen. What's up, Adam?
Hey, Rich. How you doing today?
What's going on, sir?
You know, watching Tampa a few times this year, I don't get to watch them every game being up here in North Dakota, but they just look, there's no spark. There's no fire. Even last night, I saw it, and they go 3-and-out, and they just hang their head, walk off the field, and accept that the Ravens score a touchdown, and they just hang their head, they walk off the field, and accept it. It's like the team just...
I don't think they accept it.
This is who
they are. Let me just say this, because I know it's going to start getting some blowback on Todd Bowles, who just stands there and doesn't have any sort of emotional reaction, and people view that as indifference. It is not, okay? And they're not accepting it. What it does look like is a body language of a team that knows they're a little bit outmatched right now, and that's got to be changed. And the way to do it is run the ball. That's how you switch it. That's how you switch it. That's how you get some swagger. That's how you start imposing will. They can't stop the run, and they can't run it, and that's been their problem. And I hope you don't mind me asking you this, Adam, because part of me thinks that this has never happened in the history of the great state of North Dakota. Can you just scream the word Eberflus at the top of your lungs while you're driving around in North Dakota and see if it works for even a fan not of the Bears, to see if it makes you feel better? Would you mind doing that, Adam?
I can if I can get one more thing in really quick afterwards.
So, no, why don't you get in that one first. Quick thing? Go first. Front load the one more thing afterwards. Go for it.
What do you got? So to cheer me up, this weekend in Vegas is the U.S. Hockey Hall of Fame game. My University of North Dakota Fighting Sioux are playing the Arizona State.
Okay.
Where are they? The Sun Devils? I don't even know. 4 years ago, we played our biggest rival, the U of M Golden Gophers. Beat them, I think, 4-1. Wasn't at T-Mobile where it is this weekend. I was at an arena that's attached to a casino, and we actually drank them out of beer twice.
So fantastic.
Be a party.
Wow.
Impressive achievement. So impressive. No one can ever take that away from
you. Check it out.
No one can ever take that away from you, man.
Now hit us. All right,
now, now do what we've ready? now give us what we've asked for, if you don't mind. Go for it. First ever North Dakota Eberflus. Go for it.
Eberflus.
Well done. Thank you, sir. How does it feel? Feel better?
That feels a little better.
There you go.
I feel a little better.
I send you on your day, sir. Fantastic. You're welcome, is basically what I'm saying. Yeah, I think everyone should do it.
We should make every
in their day. I don't know. It's sort of like an.
It's like a palate cleanser.
It's sort of like a football meditation. Okay, so week 8 began with the Bucks and the Ravens. What about the rest of week 8? You might ask. What about the rest of week 8? There's the schedule up there on the screen. Once again, multiple windows of football.
Love it.
One in the morning, a crack of dawn in the East Coast. With a London game, and then you got early game, 7, 1 o'clock. You got 4 late, a Sunday night football. My gosh, 4 glorious windows of professional football coming up in week 8.
Cannot wait.
And hit NFL Films music, please, to get me in the mood.
Mikey, let's go.
Top 5 games of week number 8. Number 5, coming off a bye. Let's just assume your Cowboys do take care of the Bears.
Okay.
Let's just assume. The Packers run into a buzzsaw in Western New York on Sunday Night Football. Boy, do the Minnesota Vikings have an opportunity to get a nice stranglehold on this division. But who's coming in but K1 and D-Hop coming off of that win on Thursday night. One team coming off a full bye. One team coming off a mini bye. This is going to be a fun one. Cardinals at Vikings. Cardinals need it. They are right in the thick. They could have a nice piece of first place by the end of the weekend if they win this one. Or the Vikings can have a huge chunk of the NFC North lead already in their back pocket through week 8. Huge game. Number 4 on the list is that aforementioned Sunday nighter. Let's see it. Let's see it. Let's see Rodgers and Allen go at it. Let's see if the Packers defense can keep the Packers in this thing. Let's see if we can simplify things for Green Bay and roll A.J. Dillon downhill and run the ball and commit to it. Alan Lazard doesn't look like he's playing. What are we going to do? Throw out a bunch of kids? So we're going to do this? We're going to go into Buffalo, New York and wing it around with a bunch of kids? When the Bills are coming for your soul and this is the next one, another pelt on the wall? Josh Allen's already got a Rams pelt on the wall, a Titans pelt. He's pelted Pittsburgh. He put the Kansas City pelt on a wall. He's coming off a bye, and he wants to put Aaron Rodgers' pelt on a wall. Put that next year on your bookshelf on Pat's show next Tuesday, right? That's what he's thinking. So here we go. Number 3 on the list. Yeah, baby. Oh, yeah.
Let's go.
J-E-T-S. Jets, Jets, Jets. Bring it on, Mac Jones. Bring it on, Bailey Zappi, if you dare. Bring it on, Ramondre. Bring it on. Bring it on. Whatever the hell the plan was last week, take it. And it's going to be Plan J-E-T-S. It's time. I don't care that we don't have our best running back, receiver, or offensive lineman. All right, I care. But here it comes. This is another moment. Put the cards on the table. Can't wait. This is going to be a fun one. Or does Bill just come in and do it again? Because that's all he does in Jet Week. This is huge. Can we have a change of this guard, too? Oh, my goodness gracious. Jets go to 6-2 to send the Patriots back to New England, 3-5. Number 2 on this list. Hey, man. It's the only game where both teams have a winning record coming in.
Yeah, right.
The Giants against the NFC West leading Seahawks. Pete Carroll's chomping gum and Brian Daboll is coming in. You could make the case. These are your front runners for Coach of the Year right now through 7 weeks.
I think so.
Right then and there, man. I know Sirianni's got a 6-0 team, and obviously Kevin O'Connell is doing what he's doing in Minnesota. But I can't wait for this one. Geno, we all know, had a couple starts for the Giants. One that broke up Eli's start streak. Yes, he's going to exorcise the Ben McAdoo ghosts. Write that one down.
Ben McAdoo.
The Ben McAdoo exorcism is a great fantasy team name. At any rate, this is a fun game. Daniel Jones, Geno Smith. This is A huge one. It really is for both teams, and I can't wait for it late window. And the number one is the Donnybrook. These teams do not like each other. Haymakers get thrown. Christian McCaffrey is thrown into the mix. The Rams wanted him. The Niners got him. Rams have Aaron Donald right there in the middle. Bring it on, 23. You know, and this is a game that the Niners now need. If they sweep the Rams and get to 4-4 and send the Rams to 3-4, that is a huge blow to the Rams' chances of winning this division, if not to maybe make the playoffs. Or the Rams come off their bye. They've got Brian Allen back under center. Well, he's the center. And he is also getting, the Rams are getting Van Jefferson back. Let's go. Is Debo playing or not? This is a huge one. I love it when these two teams play each other. They do not like each other. A rematch of the NFC Championship game in the NFC Championship game building from last year.
You think we need one more?
I will give you one more.
All right, we'll get one more.
And the Monday Nighter. Monday Nighter, Ja'Marr Chase. We didn't talk about this because this happened after hours yesterday. Yeah. Ja'Marr Chase might be out for 4 weeks. Yikes. And the Browns need it. They are desperate. 2-5? They're going to go 2-6. They got three more games to go after that without Deshaun Watson. And you got to sit here and think, if the Browns go 2-6, do they trade away Kareem Hunt? Do you make decisions to become sellers? And then, of course, the Bengals need to keep pace with the team they've lost to already, the Baltimore Ravens. I'm looking forward to that one. Those are my top games. Those are my top games for week number 8. And you can listen to Bengals and Browns on Westwood One. Actually, every single Westwood One NFL broadcast streams live for free this NFL season. Mondays, Thursdays, Sunday nights, Thanksgiving, and Christmas triple headers, the international series, and every postseason game. One of my favorite people. Are you ready for Josh Gad to come out here, Mike?
Already. Come on, people.
Yes. Come on, people. He's got all his Olaf gear ready. Not weird at all.
Not weird.
It's not weird.
Josh Gad's coming out here in studio when we come back. Don't miss it. Bam, bam. What's the fastest ball sport in the world? Not baseball, not tennis. It is, in fact, the sport of Jaialai, spelled J-A-I-A-L-A-I. Originating in the Basque region of Spain and played professionally in the U.S., most notably in the 1980s, Jaialai's making an unprecedented comeback. The ball reaches speeds of 150 miles an hour. The action is intense and the danger factor is high. Six-person teams of professional athletes play the sport at the Magic City Fronton in Miami, Florida. I invite you to check out all the action Monday and Tuesday at 5 p.m. and Friday night at 7 p.m. Go to HighLieWorld.com or download the free Jaialai app in the App Store. This sport, with its intensity and athleticism, is well worth watching. Check out all the action at HighLieWorld.com. Matches are played similar to tennis, with a player or team required to win two sets to win a match. Each set is played up to 6 points. It's a sport you need to check out. HighLieWorld.com, Monday and Tuesday at 5 p.m., Friday at 7 p.m. This message is sponsored by Discover. Did you know you could reduce the number of unwanted calls and emails with online privacy protection? The latest innovation from Discover. Discover will help regularly remove your personal info, like your name and address, from 10 popular people search websites that could sell your data. And they'll do it for free. Activate in the Discover app. See terms and learn more at discover.com/online privacy protection. Josh Gad is here on the Rich Eisen Show. Our terrestrial radio audience just returned. Avenue 5, we just saw a clip of Avenue 5 that airs Mondays, 10 Eastern on HBO, available to stream on HBO Max. And again, I'm appreciative of you being here, because if I'm not mistaken, have you been living in New Zealand the last several weeks and months?
Well, you are mistaken. I've been in Australia.
It's the same thing.
Right, you nearby. Actually not could not be more mistaken. you got to get a new fact checker here at the Eisen Show.
No, I was on Twitter, and I know you've been tweeting from down under.
To be fair, I did take my family to New Zealand. Lovely country.
Okay.
Lovely. But then I shot for 3 months in Australia.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you just returned, though, correct?
Just 3 days ago, but 4 days ago.
Okay, so I am correct in that fact.
You're correct that I was somewhere else on Earth, yes. That is accurate.
Okay, so that was part of the setup. Were you able to follow the dynamic first 7 weeks of the Miami Dolphins season from Australia?
Josh Rich, Gad? It was Okay, let me explain the process of watching my Miami Dolphins in Australia.
Yes.
One, it means waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning, which I did every Sunday.
Fantastic.
Two, it means that I have to illegally download whatever application Australia has to watch football.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Australia and New Zealand. And then
by proxy.
Yeah, by proxy. Yeah. And then three, it means that I had to watch Tua get concussed twice and then watch two other quarterbacks start and watch my Dolphins go from once again being the great hope to much more regular occurrence in my life, which is being the Miami Dolphins that I've grown up with.
I know you weren't terribly happy about Brian Flores getting fired. I remember what you were talking about it at the time, but Mike McDaniel is phenomenal. And he's got like comedic chops too.
He's really funny.
He's
really funny. And what I love about him is his players say it. The guy's got steel balls. Like he goes out there and he'll just make calls. Not all of them I love. Last week there was that bizarre decision to go for it on 4th and 3. And, you know, at the same time, if they get the first down or they get a touchdown, we're all saying guy's an offensive genius.
Right.
And we won the game, so I can't complain. But it's a very different thing from seeing the traditional sort of conservative approach that Miami Dolphins have always taken.
No question. I don't think there's any doubt that it's the perfect marriage of a head coach and a system to what Tua can do.
100%.
And bring out the greatness that we saw in Alabama in a guy who isn't 6'3", isn't 6'4", isn't somebody that's just going to stand in the pocket like Justin Herbert, say, or you know, Burrow, and just sling it around. He's got a different skill set, and the coach totally knows what to do with it.
The criticism of Flores, and I think it's a fair criticism at this point, is that he was never truly behind Tua. Mm-hmm. And to see someone embrace Tua now, and to see someone who plays to Tua's strengths, who's obviously given Tua all the weapons he needs. I think that there's still questions about our O-line, although they've been playing really solid, especially when Armstead's in there. There's definitely, to me, more upside in this kid than there is downside.
Yeah.
I would like to see him learn how to slide. I think we've seen the repercussions of head trauma, and I think that like that's the grave concern for Dolphins fans is, can he stay healthy? Can he get through a season and remain healthy? Because he's a supernova talent. I really believe that.
Yeah, and Tyreek Hill and obviously Jalen Waddle and everything together, they can put points on the board. There's no doubt. So you're sitting in Australia watching them against the Ravens, and that fourth quarter just comes out of nowhere. And it was shocking just how great they looked in those
15 minutes. Shocking. And what was so upsetting about that game was I could not find it in Australia. So I'm sitting there at 4 o'clock in the morning, refreshing the ESPN app, just constantly
following the dot. Following dots and dotted lines and arcs.
Literally watching like 1970s football. It was just like watching it on an Atari. And I was so depressed that I couldn't actually see it because I could not believe what I was reading.
Through that with March Madness with Michigan in the Final Four a few years ago in Europe, and I thought what I did, and I love how you say 1970s like Telestar Pong, you know? Well, I was thinking of Eight Men Out, you know, where you're sitting there and they have this board on the sky, and like, okay, so you know, Buck Owens runs to second, steals second, and there's Arnold Rothstein, like, damn it, you know, like yes.
It was so, that was a tough one to miss. I did get to watch the Bills game. That was a true joy, especially because I got to watch it with two Bills fans.
In Australia?
In Australia. My assistant, Taylor, and her dad, who was there, are both diehard Bills fans. So that was great to be able to rub salt in an open wound.
I like this spite, man. Josh Gad here on the Rich Eisen Show. So you one of the things you said sitting down, other than lamenting the fact that Ashton Kutcher didn't have to be here to make his appearance, was you said Henry Winkler, you saw his appearance here on the program or saw the fact that Patrick Mahomes has in fact bestowed upon him the...
I was very jealous.
So do you? Is there something I can do for you that now that Patrick Mahomes has invited Henry Winkler to his suite for a game?
Yeah, I mean, well what can one, I do for you? Any sort of financial transaction I would welcome.
Okay. We pay that, Bitcoin, yeah, unfortunately. Just,
great.
Okay.
You know, Marino, like my idol.
Have you met him before?
I have.
Okay.
But I doubt he knows who I am. I doubt he remembers.
Why would you say
me.
That?
Well, because he's Dan Marino.
Okay. So
just like whatever plea you can make.
What can we do here?
Well, I don't know that he celebrates Passover or anything, but like if he can like just invite me over and just like we can just chill and play.
Pour him with the Marinos?
Pour him with the Marinos. Sounds great. So great.
Wouldn't be great? We could do a YouTube series on that, I think. We could do a YouTube series on Purim with the Marines. You're sitting outside.
Listen to Rich, please.
Purim is a festival. It's, yeah, it's more than a holiday. It's a festival.
The Marinos will know what Purim is. Guaranteed.
But all you got to do is just have, look, you got a 56-year-old man who's brought an Olaf gear right here. I mean, Marino's got to, he's got to know what's going on right now.
You know what? It doesn't even have to be Purim. It could just be like a Wednesday night in Miami.
Okay.
Like it can be Purim if that's what Dan wants.
Honestly, I'm on it.
Okay, thank you.
I'm definitely on it.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Because Henry Winkler is a wonderful human being, and so are you. So we'll fix it up.
I love you. I really do. Thank you. Fantastic. Making dreams come true here.
That's what we try to do. So Avenue 5 is airing Mondays at 10 Eastern time. And it just seems like the scripts for this show, when you get them in your hands, I would just imagine it's like unwrapping a piece of candy, right?
I've said before that I've had an opportunity now to work with some of the greatest minds in the history of satire. Trey and Matt, obviously Book of Mormon, Jon Stewart when I was a correspondent on The Daily Show. And I would have to add Armando Iannucci to that list of icons that I've been fortunate enough to work with and learn from. Armando, of course, created The Thick of It, and Veep. He created Veep, Death of Stalin, which is an incredible movie. And he brings that same satirical brilliance to Avenue 5, but this time it's more of an indictment about what makes us human than it is a space show. Like, it happens to take place in space. But it's about the breakdown of society in a bubble. And it, you know, I think it started off almost as a social commentary on the response to Brexit. And off of that, it was fascinating watching the show during COVID, during the pandemic, somehow become an indictment of the response to that virus and some of the negligible response to that virus. For instance, there's a great episode where in season one, a bunch of people start like voluntarily walking out of an airlock because they don't actually believe we're in space. And even after people see them freeze and die, they're like, well, that's just special effects, and continue to do that. And so Armando has found this way to brilliantly sort of keep the show topical, even though it's set in the future.
And Hugh Laurie also had some time on Veep as well.
One of the greatest actors of all time, but also one of the greatest comedic minds.
He's funny.
He's so funny. He is so brilliant. And the two of us like cannot keep a straight face when we're in a scene together.
Okay. Then how does that work? I mean, when you can't,
we laugh. That's what not keeping a straight face means. I mean, it works like just normal people laughing. We get lectured a lot about the financial repercussions of not being able to get the scene done because we're ruining take after take. But it stands for the entire cast. Rebecca Front, Zach Woods, who's one of the most brilliant improvisers ever, Andy Buckley. Susie Nakamura, the list goes on, and everybody, it just brings their A game. It's a wonderful show.
In season two, premiered earlier in the month, Monday nights, 10 Eastern time on HBO, available to stream on HBO Max as well. I don't believe I've asked this of you before, but I told you, seeing you on Broadway in Book of Mormon was incredible.
Oh, I love it.
I mean, just honestly, it was one of the most dynamic nights I remember seeing anything on Broadway. You were great in it. And I'm just wondering, how many times did it take to describe to you what was being placed in front of you by the creators of South Park, which I'm sure you were a fan of before, you know, when you got the script for that or the idea.
3 years before the show opened,
yes,
I got a phone call from Bobby Lopez. He's a guy who wrote, co-wrote Avenue Q, the musical with the puppets on Broadway that was a huge hit. And he goes, the guys from South Park and I are working on this new musical. It's called The Book of Mormon, mm-hmm. and we'd love for you to be in it. Now, mm-hmm. I was thinking at the time, mm-hmm. oh, they want me to play like Cartman, and it's sort of a send-up of the Mormon episode that they did of South Park.
Yes.
Not knowing anything. Mm-hmm. And then I get sent the songs, and I get sent, and I listen to them, and the first one, hello, my name is, and I'm like, oh my God, this is incredible. Second one, 2x2, I'm like, this is brilliant. Then it gets a Hasidiga Ibawai. And I call up my agent and I go, I can't do this. And he goes, why? He goes, I'll be shot. I will be killed because this is so... It's one thing doing this with animated characters. It's another with, like, living people.
In front of other living
people.
Right.
So I decided to just take the chance. We did a workshop of it. It was one act. They weren't sure if they wanted to make it a movie or a Broadway show. Mm-hmm. And I remember white-knuckling it. When we got to that number and being like, this is going to be such a crazy social experiment. And the audience went, and then they started laughing. They just, like, they understood we were all in and they were invited to go all in with us. And it's a testament to Trey and Matt. They don't pull punches. They truly just commit. And when they commit, you feel like you have to commit as well. And that ride was one of the great rides, but it certainly didn't start with, oh boy, this is going to be a giant success. It was, in my mind, going to run for like 2 months and be something people talked about.
And how long were you on Broadway with that?
A year and a half.
Damn.
Yeah. Year and a half.
I remember when NFL Network first came on the air and they had, well, you'd appreciate both of the people that there were just commercials of them sitting down and talking about their love of football as well as just some funny lines written for them. Trey Parker and Matt Stone did one and Don Shula did another one.
Oh, my God.
That's right up your alley. I mean, that's Josh Gad's alley right there.
That, man. Can you do, invite me to, well, no, Don's dead. Yes. Never mind. Don't invite me to Don.
I can get you Mike Shula. You want to dinner with Mike?
Yeah, perfect. I can get you. Great.
I can maybe work on that one.
Yeah, the other one. Yeah. I feel like Winkler gets the gets better. Mahomes. Yeah, he gets the better situation.
But yeah, wait till he finds out it's Patrick Mahomes Sr. Good pitcher in his own right. Not That's the Mahomes true. That he's in love with.
Yeah.
But no, I remember Team America too. I saw that the other day. It kind of stands up, even though it's
I broke up with a girl because I went to go see your audience at home is like, there's no way he broke up with her. But I broke up with a girl because we went to go see South Park, the movie. Mm-hmm. And she was so disgusted and insulted by it. And I was like, we can't be together. I was like, this is no, this won't work.
That's a deal breaker. It's totally a deal breaker.
Completely. I was one of the only, it was one of the only times in my life where I remember falling out of my seat laughing.
Yeah.
It was the Skeet Ulrich poster on the wall and Saddam Hussein, the devil. It's like, hey, you know, yeah. And I was just like, I cannot do this. This is the funniest thing I've ever seen.
And you're like, we can't be together.
Like, we can't do this.
We might mesh in other ways, but yeah, this is a sense of humor thing.
Yeah, it's off.
Oh my gosh. So now, I'm sure you've met many. Like, what's the oldest Olaf fan you've met in your
your
life?
Your coworker.
Del Tufo, you have set the record.
I said,
Mike Del Tufo.
Mike, it's you. No, I told you, I've met people in their 90s who love Olaf. I mean,
he's
I think Olaf's a great character. I think Olaf. Thank you.
He's like a character that anyone can relate to because he's just like you're just. It's one of those characters everybody just loves.
Because everybody loves warm hugs. Who doesn't like warm hugs, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think that there are definitely people who don't like warm hugs, for starters.
My ex-wife?
Have you been on Twitter? That's right.
Exactly. There are definitely some people who don't. But yeah,
yes.
What I think the thing that people respond to in Olaf is that sense of childlike wonderment is something we all have in us, right? It's mm-hmm. like... yes, we're very cynical, but we all sort of have that thing that we hang on to where it can be football. It can be whatever it is. There's still those moments in life where we're full of wonder and we're just like, wow, I can't believe somebody could do that. Mm-hmm. I can't believe someone can achieve that. I can't believe that thing exists. And I think that that's represented in that character.
So how many items do you have at home? Do you keep one in your car?
I told you, I have four.
Yeah, you have one.
But I have the Olaf and Jiminy Cricket I keep in my cup holders.
Okay.
And Jiminy Cricket.
Jiminy Cricket.
Well, now I don't feel as special, Mike.
No.
Like, it's an either or situation.
Yeah, Jiminy's got to go.
Yeah.
Jiminy's got to go, bud.
Jiminy's got to go.
I don't have Dan Marino and Patrick Mahomes sitting, you know, bobbleheads in my house.
I thought you were going to go Jay Fiedler.
Yeah.
Yeah, I should. Oh, Jay.
Put him with him.
By the way, he would know what it is.
Yeah. You could have Bob Greasy with Dan Marino. I mean, come
oh,
on.
Greasy.
Put him with Sage Rosenfeld. I mean, let's keep going.
A lot of Jewish quarterbacks have come through the Miami Dolphins organization.
I'm done. I'm out. I don't got any
Is Dante Culpepper one of the drivers?
I don't think so.
No.
Everybody's given me them as gifts.
The Olafs?
Yes.
All right, I'll send you one.
4-foot one or like a 3.5-foot one that's like this that my niece got because they know I just like the character.
Wait, your niece is buying you Olafs?
Yes.
That's a very confusing sentence.
See?
But I love it. Yeah. I'm going to sign that.
Yeah, the
would
mug.
You mind actually the if the one thing that you, he wouldn't go ahead
I know,
and
I'm
ask
Josh. Sign oh, Brian
no,
Josh,
I gotta ask you.
Can I let him hear the Snoop one?
Well, I mean, he it can inspire him, but Mike is a DJ by trade as well, mm-hmm. and you've got your Friday night music shows every now and then.
I do a music show on the.
Are you doing one tonight?
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, you should have said you were doing one tonight.
I mean, I'm doing one tonight, Rich.
Okay, so anyway, so you do
want to lie about it.
He does a Friday night music show, and he's had certain celebrities who come in here and who
Larry King.
Go ahead, go drop the one that
what
you
do. It's your boy Big Snoop D-O Double G coming at you live from Los Angeles, and my DJ Mikey D. D is in these nuts.
Now that's what he does.
Wow.
Is there not asking you to do that verbatim?
Yeah, no, I'll do that.
Can you do one as Olaf? Would you mind doing that?
Yeah, hey, this is Olaf. Welcome you on to Mikey's show and voiced by Josh Gad. That's Gad with a D as in D's nuts. How about that?
I love it.
Gotta take it, Mike.
I gotta take it. Thank
take
you,
Take what
Josh.
You can get.
All
Thank
wheels,
you.
No brakes.
Yeah. Disney's gonna love the D's nuts.
I like warm nuts. Doesn't have the same ring to it.
I'm gonna trademark that, I think.
Oh my God.
Just doesn't have the same ring to it.
Are you worried about my heat, by the way?
No. I'm not worried about your heat. What do you mean? Why are you worried about it?
Because
Kyle Lowry's getting older every time
Kyle
he takes
Lowry, a... He can't play anymore.
I would disagree with that. I like your coach, man. I think Spolstra is nails. I think he is nails. And Jimmy Butler looked terrific last night.
Jimmy looks terrific.
Jimmy looks good.
Bam is great. Tyler Hero, you know what I feel about
Bam
him.
Bam is great in the paint.
Hero's starting now.
Outside of the paint, it gets a little hairy. And it's also our small ball is just, it's tough to watch right now, like,
well,
defensively.
Who's going to beat him? I mean, you have to feel they're going to be in the mix.
Well, four teams already have beat them out of six games. So, again.
No, I mean, when it's all said and done, I think they could be in the mix here. I think they could be in the mix.
Look, season's young. They can beat the Knicks, potentially. Yeah. So they've got
They're not as bad as the Lakers, and that's all you should know.
What was that? I just saw that tweet, LeBron's tweet.
About what?
Sort of, he tweeted something from the other day, I think, that was basically like, at what point do you, I forget what it was, but it was.
We can look it
up. It
was
something side eye. It was a side eye sort of tweet.
What do you got, Chris? You looking at King James here?
I'm looking. I don't really see.
Oh, maybe it was.
Maybe he deleted it.
I don't know.
Maybe he deleted it. But it was sort of like, it seemed to be a loaded statement about the front office. And I was like, is LeBron going to demand a trade?
I can't imagine. I think he likes being out here time. I can't imagine. But it is one of those things where you watch them and you're wondering outside Anthony Davis, who are these people?
Yeah.
And how did this is what you came up with? You went back to the laboratory after not making the play-in game, and this is what you've been working on the last 4 or 5 months?
What options do they have, though?
I guess the option is to do whatever you need to do and attach whatever draft choices you need to do to get Russ elsewhere. and then go to work.
There aren't many teams raising their hands for Russell.
I don't know. Somebody might. Somebody
he's coming off the bench tonight. First time ever.
Is he?
Russ is coming off the bench, even if Anthony Davis and LeBron don't play?
Looks like those guys are going to play.
Okay, there you go.
Like Woj was saying he's coming off the bench.
Or stretch his hamstrings out then.
Bench. So there you go. Yeah, do you feel better that he's like your Heat could be the Lakers?
I'm not a Laker fan.
No, I'm saying that, but your Heat could be the Lakers is what his point is right there.
My Heat could be the Lakers. It's not like there's a lot to write home about, again, about a two-win streak this season.
Okay. It's still early. Avenue
5.
5. I've got it. Avenue 5 airs Mondays at 10 p.m. Eastern on HBO and available on HBO Max. I was wondering, is there anything else we need to promote? What else you got going on? You've got Central Park.
Central Park is still on.
Kids love it. Your kids love it.
Kids love it. Adults love it. It's a great animated show on Apple.
It's terrific.
Beautiful music.
It is.
Great music.
Stanley Tucci.
And Scott Stanley Tucci. From his Italian cooking show on CNN.
That's my... we watched that too.
Oh, God. He's so good.
Okay.
He honestly is just one of the most talented individuals alive.
I love
There's nothing
that.
He can't do. I'm convinced of that.
Same thing to you. I'm not just saying that because you...
I've been told that I'm the Stanley Tucci of my generation.
You are.
Except I shoot in New Zealand more than
he does.
No,
you don't. I made a mistake. You know, I'm from New York. You know what I mean? It's just like this New York and then there's the
so
rest of the world.
So it would be the equivalent of being like, hey, how's your family back in New Jersey?
That's it. Might as well be New Zealand. Close enough. Why do I care? That's the way I look at the world. Are there any more Frozens? Any more Frozens?
We'll see. Well, do you want me to give you guys the inside scoop on the Eisen show? That would be
yes. People have done that before.
Should I?
People have done that. Sure.
No, I'm going to keep it nebulous for now.
Okay, very good.
But that's the most I've ever said about it.
Okay.
So there you go.
Very good. And look for Josh Gad's voice on DJ Mikey D's as
Thank
in D's
you,
Nuts.
You got it. Hey, you got it, Mike. Who was better, me or Snoop Dogg?
I liked your D's Nuts
Thank
better,
you.
Actually. Yeah,
because we don't
right answer. Mike.
We expect
right
that from Snoop. From Snoop, you, it's kind of Olaf. Yeah,
you don't expect Olaf to say D's Nuts.
No.
And by the way, he never will again. Because after today, I'll never be able to voice him again.
A cease and desist letter might be coming.
Yeah. I'm going to be moving permanently to New Zealand.
Bizarre on line one. At Josh Gad on Twitter and on Instagram. I follow him. You should as well. Let's make this more of a regular occurrence.
Yeah, I'll be here next Friday.
Very good. Josh Gad, everybody.
Love you, bud.
Does your antiperspirant keep you dry all day? Dove Men Plus Care Dry Spray goes on instantly dry for a cleaner feel and offers 48 hours sweat and odor protection. Let me repeat that. 48 hours of sweat and odor protection. Use it and don't even think about it. Also, Dove Men Dry Spray contains Dove's unique one-quarter moisturizing cream that helps protect your skin. Try Dove Men Plus Care Dry Spray. Goes on dry. Clean feel all day.
Influencer. It's a word that gets tossed around a lot these days. There is a woman who went the distance, who broke ground as the first true influencer by living a remarkable life. Her name, Elizabeth Taylor. I'm Katy Perry. This is the story of the original influencer. This is Elizabeth the First. Elizabeth the First, the podcast, wherever you listen.
If you're looking to buy a new home, Navy Federal Credit Union has loan options for you and resources that help their members save and make sure they get the best deal. So check it all out, because right now, Navy Federal will contribute up to $1,000 as a lender credit towards closing costs on your new home. Plus, members save on their monthly payments since there's no requirement for private mortgage insurance. And that's not all. Navy Federal offers low rates and fees, too. So you could save even more. And Navy Federal's experts can help you choose the best option for you. The home loan process goes as smoothly as possible. Learn more at NavyFederal.org. Insured by NCOA Equal Housing Lender. Qualifying members with purchase mortgage applications after 9/16/22 may receive up to $1,000 towards closing costs. Actual closing costs apply to closing with no cash back and subject to loan program maximum contribution limits. Terms subject to change. Ask your loan officer for details. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Let's go to John in Colorado. Been hanging on for a while. What's up, John?
Hey, Rich. How's it going?
What's going on?
Not much. So I'm calling in. I'm a Commanders fan. Barely. So I guess I'm excited. You made a comment on what is it called, on Sunday morning,
okay,
to Michael Irvin about how the AFC East does not have a Commanders, right?
Yes, that's true.
Remember that?
Yeah, I did. I did say that because he said the NFC East is the toughest division in football, and I said the AFC East doesn't have a Commanders. That is correct. Sure. I said those words. Yes, sir.
So I'm going to put my waning fandom aside really quick for the sake of the NFC East and agree with Michael Irvin. So if you look at the records outside of the division, the NFC East is actually 16-3, and the AFC East is 14-8. So I do feel like the NFC East is beating themselves up a bit.
Okay.
But also, you know, we're one measly yard against the Titans for
We're losing John in Colorado. Look, I appreciate the call, John. I with all due respect, I would take a Patriots coached a team by Belichick over the Commanders. Despite Ron Rivera's coach of the year resumes, I would take the Patriots over the Commanders right now in a game. That's what I would do. I'd take the Jets over the Giants. I'd take the Dolphins over the Cowboys, and I'd take the Bills over the Eagles. I'm really going for it right now.
You would take the Jets over the Giants?
No. Well, I don't know. We'll see how. By the way, that would be a great year if those teams played each other.
Yeah, it would
be. It's only once out of every 4 years.
Giants is a better quarterback play. That's all.
Probably so. Probably so.
Although Heineke's probably better than Mac Jones at this point.
That would be a great. I'd take the East over anything else.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to Chris Brockman making you some money going out the door.
Oh, yeah, let's
get NBC News Emeritus. Tom Brokaw, please hit it.
Here's Chris Brockman with Sneaky Good Games. Contests likely to surprise you with their heretofore undisclosed competitive value.
All right, 4-0 last week. What are you going to do, Chris?
4-0, guys.
Well done.
15-10-1 overall. We're having a good year so far. I'm looking at two dogs and two totals. Rich, you talked me into it. I'm taking Denver. Let's ride over in London, plus 2.5. That's going to be a low-scoring, close game. I'm riding with Mr. Kutcher, plus 10. I think Justin Fields plays really well, and this is a close game. Maybe 7 points or so, but I like the Bears to cover. Minnesota-Arizona is going to be a wild game.
A lot
of
points.
Give me the over there. And San Francisco's defense does not look good. They are not fully healthy. Rams coming off a bye. I like a lot of points at SoFi.
And I just want it to be known, I didn't say Denver's winning this game. I just said that this is Russell Wilson showing up and playing in a game where he had every excuse built in not to play against the Jaguars because, oh, my hamstring hurts, and everybody says he does things only to look good. So that's what I said, and pointed out that I was caping for
so
Russ.
You're not picking Denver this
game? I'm taking Jacksonville in this game. So
great. I think we need one more.
For you, I hope it's just by 1 point. He doesn't have any more.
I don't have any more. I mean, look, if it's 14-13.
For what, is that it?
Yes, that
that's
is it.
That's it. Anyway, Denver covers 2.5.
There you go. Okay. All right. Sneaky good games. I want to thank Josh Gad. That was a lot of fun. I also want to thank Ashton Kutcher for calling in. That was a lot of fun. Appreciate you arranging that, TJ. Have a good time in the barn.
We will.
And I want to thank Joe Hayden for coming in.
He might not, but I
want to thank Joe Hayden for coming in. So that, to play us out.
I mean, I was.
Oh my God, was that Sting to play us out?
I still plan to do stuff live.
Mike just wants to get out of here and go to his Friday Night Music show to play his new Josh Gad drop.
Exactly, Rich. See?
And you got Josh Gad's last moment ever as Olaf because he said the words warm nuts.
I know.
These nuts.
He's nuts.
Okay. That's it for us. We'll wrap up this show on the Roku channel. Don't miss the way I do that next.
It could be information to change your life forever. Or the Something You Should Know podcast could just be something interesting.
Ramit Sethi. Talking about being rich.
The old definition of rich had a lot to do with how much money you accumulated, but it wasn't about how to spend it. It was more about how to get it. But okay, so once you get it, what do you do with it?
In our culture, everybody tells you how to save, but nobody teaches you how to spend it.
Something You Should Know, wherever you listen.